On Simen Shin Yud Gimel, Steve Vos. Mita Shel Parokim, a mita, a bed that is made out of different pieces. And perhaps we had already one picture on page 221. If you'll have it, we'll see. You will see exactly what the mitos bizman chazal looked like. We had here, right over in the extreme left, the bottom number 59. So there you can see like this. We can see that there were aruchei samites. There were two long poles, and then and these long poles, they had a leather that was looped together to these two long poles. And then we can see in the front and the back, there was a headboard, and we can see how the two long poles fit into the headboard, and in the back there was indentations in the front of the mitzvah, the back of the mitzvah, and that was the mitzvah bizman chazal. Now, so people who were workers, they used to take apart the mitzvah, and they used to carry it with them. And then when it was convenient, when they wanted to go to sleep, they used to put it together again. Now, mito shel parokim. So we're speaking about a bed which had its different parts, taruche samita and daroi samita. Also, lahachziro. One is not, now the way I'm translating the Mechaba, this is how the Levushei Srod says, this is how we should learn Pshat in the Mechaba. Also, lahachziro, one should not put it back together in Shabbos, ba'oifen rochli. That means it's fitting in loosely, he should not do that. It's also midarabona. Ulahatko, and if we'll make it tight, it's also only also, it's not high-end, but to make it, to tighten it, this is also also. So also lachzira, to put it back loosely, or lahato, and to put it back in the indentation to make it tight. The imtoka, but if he went and he took a nail, let's say, and banged it in and made it secure, then he's chayim chatos. So we have here, we are putting together this bed in three oifanim. It is also to put it back in a loose oifan. It is also to put it back when it is tight. That's also only yosa. But if he secures it tightly, that's toka, with a screw, with a nail, chayim chatos. That is the din by a mita shel parokim. The im ki darko liyos refuyo. But what is, if the derech of this mita is, it is always loose. You don't tighten it. The indentations are very loose already. You stick it in, it's wobbly, it shakes. That is the mita. That is how his mita is. Mutar lechatchilas. So then it's mutar lechatchilas. Then you're allowed to put it back in Shabbos. Because putting it back bo'ifen rochui, it is mutar. But he should not make it in any way to tighten it. That means you don't make it. You don't make it that you don't screw it in, you don't put any nails in it, that's ichanat. The dark is refuya, so then it's mutter. The mutter lechatchila b'vachelo yahadeh, but he should not tighten it. Now let us see the vial, the Mishnah Berurah. Shalbrokim, Hainu Sha'asuya Brokim Brokim. It's made with, the bed is made in, with different parts. Mishmiu Bale Umnes, these were workers. Sheyuchu Loses Itam Baderech, when they went out on a journey, they used to be able to take with themselves this bed. Usheboim al mikaimom, when they come to their destination, machzirin prokeo yachad, so they put together all the parts of the bed, umeshivin oisav. Also, so now one is not permitted to put it together, afilu boifen rofui, gzeiro, since this bed is normally put together securely, so even though I'm going to put it together loosely, it's also gzeiro shemo yiska biyaseides. He might bang it in with the biyaseides, some masmerim, pegs and nails. The havi gmar melochet. And if he does do this in Shabbos, so that's called, he was goyma, that means he put together the bed, and now he made it, all the parts are secure. V'chayi v'shemaki bepatish, and that's one of the lamedes melochis, maki bepatish, to be goyma, the meloche of a keli. V'yesha imrim, and others hold, the kivin sha'oise b'zeh kli gomo, chayim mishem boine, seye chayim alz boine. Vayim besimin shin yudalad sif alef u'bagroshom. Now, before we go further, let us just mention one halacha. What is the din if a person, which is l'davinenu, could be very shchiyah, that let's say the handle of a person's glasses fell out. Now we'll discuss this, a lot of halachas that are involved in this. We'll just mention one halacha. We'll mention halacha. So now it fell out and it doesn't seem too well. So since the normal usage of a handle is, he can take a safety pin and stick it in also, but that's not normally the way glasses are worn. Normally, glasses are worn, you stick in a screw, and it's secure. So, Memele, if I'm going to stick in now a safety pin or a toothpick of some sort, that is this halacha. This is also midrabanan. A person will go around, no, he was mechallel Shabbos midrabanan. This is a chillul Shabbos because it is, we have here this gzeira, the normal usage. The same thing with a lens that falls out. If it is the normal usage, it's put together tightly. So memela, we have this issa. I feel to put it together loosely. Now let's go for Tikkun, yeah? Tikkun Mona. Or maybe it's called eyeglass. Also, so then the eyeglass falls out. Now there's different, they found them how the lenses come back. Others have screws, others. Okay. To pop it in is. We'll talk about that. That means if these glasses, you can't tighten it. I mean, that's it. Unless you want to invest in a new pair of glasses. But these glasses are pop-ins and pop-outs, so then could be, would be mutter. Then that's the din, that the usage is always used in the rofei dekoyfim. It's always used that way. So then the halacha is that there would be mutter. This is the second halacha. If it is always used, refuyim, but we have to be halacha. He's not makbid, even though it's wobbly and it shakes. That's it. So could be. Then it would be mutto. If that is this class, but okay. Just one second. Let me see if I said the right thing now. Sevir Alochem. One second. Wait. Just one second. Just one second. The mechlikes. Okay, well, we'll come back to this. At the end of the simon, we have a similar halachim. But on kaponim, in a case that it is normally used in the kira oifen, so then this is also. So let us go further. The shuvein lochush klau shema yomel iskoya. If the derech of this meter is always wobbly, so then we don't have to be afraid that he'll make it secure. Shaloya hadek, that he shouldn't make, but he should make sure it should be really wobbly. V'rofui v'eini rofui also. That means if he makes it that there is some sort of tightness, it's not very tight, but there's some sort of tightness, that already is awesome. This is a mito shel parokin. Now we're going to go further. The kois shel parokin. Now a kois shel parokin is as follows. You have a kois, you have a becher, or a type of a kois, and it was attached to a base. And you stuck it into the base. We're going to talk later if you screw it into the base. Well, we have here a kois, a receptacle that has a base, and you stick it in to the base. Now, the kois shall block him. Muta lefolkoi lachziroi b'shabbos. A kois shall block him. You're allowed to stick it in, take it out. This is permissible. V'yesh misha oimer, and others say, shedin ha-kois kedin ha-mito, that a kois is similar to a mito. And just like a mito is also, a kois is also also. Now, let us see here the Mishneh Berurah. And we'll try to understand what we're speaking about. The kois shel parokim, a kois that has halakim parts. Sheyesh kois, there is a kois. Shemefolkin oisom, oisoi me'al ragloi. You separate the kois from the base. Lefolkoi. So this is permissible to take it apart, to put it back together loosely. Vahatam, and what is the reason? So we started off, Amite shall block him. You're not allowed to put back and take apart loosely. Akai shall block him. We have a machlokes over here. Akai shall block him. So when this is rofui, one is permitted to stick it back and take it out. Vahatam. Dein derech lahadek kol kach b'choizik shiyeh choshu k'moy tekiyem. That means this kois is not similar to the bed. The bed we're speaking about, there were three madreges in the bed. Normally, the bed was made secure. That was how the bed was made. That was the first case. Mita shel plagim. So normally, the one made tikiya, he made it secure. So therefore, you are chayiv achatos. You're chayiv achatos if you make it secure. In Chazal Asa, the Chilu Boifen Rofui. Since the Oifen Hashimush of this bed is you make it secure, Chazal did not permit a person to put back the bed, even if it's loosely put back together. Now, this case is unique. You never made it so secure like a bed. That means to make it so secure that you'll stick a nail in it or something. There was no such thing. The way it was, you made it muhudik. Sometimes you made it muhudik, but not very tight. Now, muhudik is also midarabonah. Muhudik is also midarabonah. So now I'm making it rohoi. I'm not making it muhudik. So the first day I held that since, and the worst scenario, if I won't do it properly, it'll only be mehudik, which is also midarabonim. So if I'm making it rofui, Chazal din nasa. That is the first day. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lefolkoi ulahachziroi shehu rofui. That one is permitted the kais to put it back loosely, swabbly. And the reason why this is permissible and this is not similar to a mitzvah, because the derech is not to make it so tight, you never make it that tight. So there's no chash he might come to do an iser d'oraisa. So the worst scenario, he'd make it tight, which is only at the rabbonon, but not very tight, not very secure. So if he makes it loose, the first day he holds Chazal din nasa. Vayesh misha oimer svirelei, the second day I held, kivin da al kaponim derech ladik, but the normal usage is of this kite, the normal usage is that you do tighten it, and so gamber for yourself. So even though you made it loose, it's still awesome. So here the machlaikis, the maybe mita shall block it. The lady is going to say how we pass it. So now we're differentiating between a kois shel brokim and a mita shel brokim. A mita shel brokim, which is normally put together very securely. So even though I'm going to make it loosely and it's wobbly, it's also. A kois shel brokim, you never make it very secure. You only make it tightish, but it's never secure. And so even if it's tight, it's only nisal drabonu, we have a machlekes 2 days. The first day holds its muta, if it's loose. The second day holds that it's awesome. Cause of, now we're going to have a mordike aloche, which we will elaborate a little. Cause of a morgen abron. The kaisis shalonu, our kaisis are asuyim machalitzim soviv. Our kaisis that also you separate the kais from the base, our kaisis you don't stick it in, you screw it in. Our kaisis you screw it in. K'moy elu sheyesh shroif somoch l'raglom u'mudokim b'chayzik. This can get very tight. If you screw in the top of a kois into the base, you screw it in, this is called tikua. This is called a chibur gomor. So memele, so the Magen Avraham says, not what the Shulchan Aruch, but ana machlokes v'kayish. You'll stick it in. That's why kayish is to stick it in. It was tight, but it wasn't kakua. But something that you screw in, that's a very strong chibur. And that's also. This is no shayla whatsoever. This is l'chayra adereisa. If you screw it in tight, mill now to make it roughly. Now, so the Magen Avraham just opened up a can of worms. He just said, if you screw something on, that is called a chibur gomor, and that's awesome. The kisui akelim. So now he says, so what if you screw on a cover of a jar? I'm screwing it on. It's tight. It's very tight. And liquid in it. Turn upside down. It won't. It's tight. The kisui akelim. Afilu mimasuyim kach. That's how it's made. You screw it on. Sorry. This is permissible. Why? The hosom ein asuyim likium, rak leposchon ulesogrom tomid behenkos of a das. Well, these covers of a, that you screw on a bottle, on a jar, they are not oimid to remain there. You always open them and shut them. Samamele, that is no problem. Period. Now, what he just said now is very unclear, and I'd like to say two pshatim in what the Magen Avraham said, and it comes out in Moyadik and Afkaminis. The Shulchan Aruch Harav said pshat in this Magen Avraham. Well, the covers, I mean, I have let's talk about a bottle of water with a cover that screws on. So, listen, when I want to drink the water, I open it up. When I want to stop drinking, I close it. A screw on top. So, I do this 10 times a day. So this is not a whole boine. I'm making something. This is oimid kiseida to open and to close. So mamela, that's why it's mutter. And so there's no shayla of brain and soy. So this is what it seems the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. There's a pertinent question on this. Are you permitted to screw on the cover of a salt shaker? Now, a salt shaker, you don't open it. You when you fill it up in salt, it's going to, it matters how much salt you use, but for a good 3 weeks, it's closed. You're closing it. So this is a very, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch Harani says this is, in Shabbos Kuf, you open and shut it 10 times, so L'cheiret should come out a Meredek Izach, that a salt shaker should be also. There's the Oiche Shabbos says a very interesting lumbis. He says, Rishab and the Chazainish, the Oiche Shabbos says like this, Meleches boine, the melacha of boine, itro, if you want to explain what is the melacha of boine, ichud hachalokim ze boze, liyois nidoinem kiguf echon. I want to unite the parts and make it into one unit. Let's talk about the mita shel plogim. The mita has, 10 components, but what is my tachlis over here? My tachlis over here is to make a bed. That is my tachlis, to unite all the parts, and they should be one. So let's say if I have a mita that the parts screw in, that's a pachad neider. So that is an isad neraisa. I screwed it. I made a bed now. I had parts. I made a bed. That's also. But mistava shebechol mogen שאיחוד גומור של החלוקים נחשב קלקול כל הגלי. But if I would have, that means theoretically a bet that is united, involving, I have a bet. So I can't travel with it, but the Be'etzim, I made a keli. I made a bed that's going to sleep on. So that's called Bainet. I made a bed. If a person will take a salt shaker and attach the cover to the salt shaker, that it became one unit, and you can't open it up again, that is not a binyan. I made a salt shaker. I was mekalkul the keli. Because now, after you use up the salt, you have to buy a new salt shaker. So that is not called binyan. If the tachlis of the keli is that, not today, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, but the tachlis of the keli is that it has, you have, in order to use the keli, you have to be able to open and shut it. And if you are unable to do this, you are ruining the keli. So putting it together is not called binyan. This is a beautiful bio that he wants to say, v'leichal shem binyan al hakabosa. So when I put it together, it's not called I made a keli. Not called I made a keli. Because the only way this keli can be used properly is I should be able to take off the cover and put some more salt. So memele, so that is why, that's how there is a Shabbos says Shabbat in this Mishnah Berurah, Talosh of Magnam Rom. The Hosom Ein Asuyim Lekiyum, it is not made to remain forever. Doesn't mean that I'm going to open it up in Shabbos, but I'll call on him the keli, the shleimus of the keli is that I'm able to open and shut it. So memela, so that's why this is not called boinem. Fine. Ba'afilu ha-kelim sha'osa lefolkon la'achziron. The kelim, what that one is not permitted to, one is not permitted to open and shut. We're talking about, let's say, this to take apart this mitzvah. This mitzvah shall block him. You're not allowed to take it apart and put it together in Shabbos. Mikom b'kim l'taltul and shori. You're allowed to be metalsalid, legozu elo bimeneiro, shedalko li sparik, mashikosum semsimereisha in test, chokiyate bizabodova, shedalko li sparik, shori bitulko. We learned before a meneiro which easily can fall apart, and the derech was to put it together, so Chazal asked, you're not allowed to be metalsalid. Zera might fall apart, you put it together. But a meeting that is put together firmly, so I'm allowed to be metalful it, because there's no shash and might fall apart. Now, let us talk about, we're living in a sophisticated day and age. We have the standards that go up and down, and Tulsen and Doss, and you screw them. And now, So in this show, he brings down the big machlokes, and not rush it. Because here we do not have the lamdas that we mentioned by the screw on the cover of a bottle. Cover of a bottle. You can't use the bottle if you'll always be screwed on. A shtender, you made the height and thus, and you screwed it finished. Now, someone, you want your son to use the shtender, so that doesn't mean, but it could be this is problematic. So he brings down from the mitzvah to Menachas Yitzchak, she also lives toyach Veliska klia idei haplogin to screw a keli medech lasis came leitim rechaikais. Tafikachosa liftoyach veliska haplogin shall stand up. That means the screw of a stender you're not allowed to, since this bad, it is a chibur gomel, and it is oimid, there's no need, theoretically, to, so it brings Eisram. That it's not permissible. Unless you have a person who he always, when he stands, he lifts it up, and when he sits down, that's how he uses it. Could be that's something else. So that is his usage, and then it's not called dominion. I need it for sitting and standing. That's the shul does not supply tables. I have to use the stender, so I'm a mailer. I don't know if that's a problem. That goes into, I don't think that's a problem. Screwing is a problem. This is not height at all. Since you just,
another one with it, like, different, like, you have metal, like, packets.
Yeah. You unscrew it.
That's a problem.
The minute you have screws, you have there's problems. Yeah, a screw is a problem. Because a screw is a very, it's called a strong chibur of tikua, and then we come into bainin and say so. Yeah. Let's go further. V'yesh mishayma. Now, the Mechaber was speaking about a kais, that this kais was that they used to, we had mentioned before that the kais was not like a meter. This kais was that they never made it very secure. Could be they were mahadik, they made it tightish, but not secure. So tightish is also only at the rabbanon. So the shayla is if you're allowed to put it in the rofui. So we had 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The first day you hold that is mutter, and you have to take it out and put it back. Boy from rofui. V'yesh mishayma shedina kais kedina mitan. This is also 2 days. So now he says, no, l'aloha. So what does one do? L'chatzila, yesh l'achmer kedei yazu, not to put it back together. Achimut sezer Shabbos, he has the kais and they took it out from the base. And now, yesh lismay chadei rishayin, in this case. Shedin ha-kois. For who adin ha-stender shebebeis ha-kneses shemenochim olav svorim im yishel perokim. So exactly how his stender looked, I don't know, but it was similar to a kois. That means we're not talking about a stender that you screwed in. That's problematic. We're talking about a stender that is similar to a kois, that you could make it loose but you can make it tightish. So the sender here is similar to a kais. It says the same thing. We have here this machlekes. Now let us see the Ramah. But if the derech is that this kois, the derech isn't, it's always mahudik, avogav da'ach shem rofui also. Li is mahudik, or some li is mahudik v'sakua b'choizik. That means it's very secure. If the derech of this kois is very secure, it's mamish like a mitten. Shebezeh afatu du derishayna meide da'osa. Siv zayin. Koiro shenish b'ro. A beam from the ceiling broke. Muta l'somcho baruchei samita. So we know now what baruchei samita were. These were these long folds of the bed. They were long. So now I have here a problem. I have here a beam that broke and it's going to go down further and further, which will not be too ideal in Shabbos. So one is permitted l'samcha to support it. Baruches amita, that means to take aruches, this straw, this long pole of amita, shehein keli, it is a keli, it's not mukta, and that's a keli, so it doesn't look too binyandik, that means it does not look, I'm building a beam in this room now, I'm taking the aruches amita, the chelik of the meeting, just sticking it underneath the beam that broke to support it, like they shetale, but make sure you shouldn't lift up the beam. The beam cannot be lifted up. The aruches amita can only accomplish, it shouldn't go further down. That's it. But to lift it up, that's called bain already. Don't lift it up. But this you're allowed to do, you're preventing it to go further down. Deem kein, avale bain. If you're lifting up already, you see, that's called bain. So you are sneaking this aruches amita underneath it, it shouldn't go further down. Vuhu. Sheyiyu refuyim sheyuchal litlam kishayirze. Avali mahatkam shom. So let us explain this aloha for 1 minute. We have here this adin ein mevatlin kli mehehonoi. That means as follows. If you have a keli, and I'm going to do something that because of what I'm doing, the keli is not usable and function, like it doesn't function, loses its function in Shabbos. Let us just say one example, then we'll come to what we're speaking about. Well, let us say that we have a chicken that is laying eggs, and I want that the eggs should not break, so I'm going to take a bowl or a receptacle that the eggs should roll into this receptacle. So what did I do? So now the eggs are mukzeh, they were nailed in Shabbos, they're mukzeh, and this becomes a bosses to the mukzeh. So now I'm not allowed to move this bowl that I put over here. So it's considered ki ilu, I was mevato the kli meyechonek. That means this bowl had a function, it had a usage, and by doing what I did, you can't use it anymore. It's not usable. So the Hazal can considered keilu, I was a sight of the keili. I broke it before I had a bowl that I could use, and now it's not usable. So there's an issue of the Rabbanan, aim of atling kli mechonek. So now, if I'm going to stick, I have this aruches amita, and I have this beam that's falling down, and I'm going to make it now very tight, that I'm not lifting up the beam, but I'm making it very tight that I can't pull out this aruches amita. So this is considered like I was mevato aruches amita. It's not usable. But boy, an aruches amita keli that had some usage, and now I can't use it at all in Shabbos. So this is awesome. So you have to make sure the beam is over here. You stick this in. You can flip it out if you want. Maybe later it's going to fall further, but I didn't do that. What I did is I stuck it underneath the beam. I can flip it out again. So maybe this is permissible. It's slip. You can slip it out from underneath. You can slip it out from underneath the beam that is tilting. No. The kair is a beam. Kair is a nishbol. The kair is a beam, and I'm putting vertically an aruchah. That's aruchah. I mean, you're putting it vertically to make sure that the beam should not go further down. So don't make it. It shouldn't be flush. tight in the right underneath the beam, because then you can't. That's called your mamato. That's a lot of just again the lesson of Mechaba. Kerish and Nishma Mutal the Somcha. You're allowed to support the Baruchis Amita. Shem Keli Loike Deishen. All he can make sure that it should go up. Din Kein Abel Abayim. Ela Kedesh like there in Yosi. You put it there. It shouldn't fall down. Pushi Yerufuim. It should be loose. Sheyuchal. Litlum Kishir said that he could take it out when he wants it. Avoli Mahavskom Shabbos, he makes it tight. Also, I'll say Mavatun Kli Mechone. So let us see the Mishnah Brura. So the Shayim Kli, Vim Eine Kli, if it's not a Kli, Rak Eitz Baal Mekamei Mako, it's a stick, Avobi Shemuchanu Letalto Zamukse, Mikombokim Osso Lesomche Tachasakoire, the Domi Leboyne Kenkosum Magnavum. So Magnavum says, the Emerson, there is some semblance of Boyne over here. I'm putting something underneath a beam that's falling. So the Magnavum says, if this is a Keli, so that takes away the semblance of Boyne. But if it's Tamazay a stick, even though it's not Mukse, so it's not, it's also Abu the Rabbi, it's a Shabbos Chelkom Olof, Matir Bechol Dover Shem Kli Olof Linyin Tilto, Kivin Shuwaisa Rakadei Shalei Teirin Yaisa. All what he's doing is that it should not go further down. So Mamela, even, so this, it's permissible here, Machlekes. Ima Hatzkom Atam, the Mamata Kli Mechonish, and Yochoshuv Li. I made it so tight I can't take it out again. If it is not so tight, I can still take it out. It's a little tightish, but it's not so tight you can take it out. You have a bench. One of the feet fell out. Also, you are not allowed to stick it back again. Fine. Because we were going to say he might normally assess the feet of a regular. Well, it fell out. Nishma didn't break. It fell out. You not to put it back into the bench. You have a bench and the regal fell out. You're not allowed to put it back in the bench. Also, that's right. Because we're going to, maybe he might tighten it. This is like the meter shall walk in Blachaya. Lania, oh, it's fine. So I have a problem. I have 20 dinner guests. I was sitting on the bench, and now the regal fell off, and the Hazal say I can't stick back the regal. So I have an illusion. I fall, so I'm going to take this bench and put it on another bench. I'll rest it on another bench, and so we have place for my guests. So he says, to put it on another bench. Yesh misha machmelesa. This is also. Now we will see Mishnah Berurah by this. Lazir oilem koimoi, vatulu lasoi say rofoi, even though I'm making it loose, I might normally, these things are very tight, so I'm not allowed to put it in loose. Yes, Misha Machmel, now others are Machmel. Vafilu Bitiltu Osalinditu. Now you're not allowed even to move this bench. That means he said, I had a good idea. I'm going to take the bench, rest it on another bench, and I'll be able to use it. So the Gemara says there's machmirin, and you're not allowed to put it on another bench. You're not allowed to be metaltal it. We'll see soon why. That means if you're going to move around this bench, and so you're putting it direct on another bench, another person will have a better idea. Well, put another bench, sticking already the foot. So it's so Chazal said it's mutz already. This bench is dangerous. It's also to stick in the regal that's allowed, and you stick it in, you can make it very tight. So Chazal said it's muktzeh. The chain tosem aramol la'el, the simin shin ches, siv tezayim bagol, ke yesh mishamachmel. Vayin shom, mimishneburre, bebir aloche, kol prote din zem. Now, so it's muktzeh. But there's a very interesting, it's muktzeh because Chazal were afraid you might do the wrong thing, so they said the whole thing is muktzeh. Now, so let's talk about our bench. The regal fell out. So finished. It's muktzeh. This is too dangerous. You have a regal and a bench. No good. Now, but what is if the regal broke, or somehow the regal got lost? Baruch Hashem, now you lost your Yetzirah. I mean, Al Kaponim got me this significant. So that Al Kaponim, so you won't stick back this regal. So Mamela, it's Eis Muktzeh. So now you can take the bench, put it on another bench. If you lost the regal broke, so it's Eis Muktzeh. Now, let us talk on Meile Kizach, which the Poskim compare to this Aloya. We were speaking about before, let's say a handle of eyeglasses fell off. Now, he has the screw was loose, it's a law. He has in front of him all the components, the glasses, the handle, the screw. This is a big Nisayan over here. So everything is muktzeh. The glasses are muktzeh, the handle is muktzeh. It's muktzeh. Forget about it. You know how to touch it. Why did Baruch Hashem, the screw gets lost? So now Al Kaponim, you can take the handle and stick it in. That was a dos. Now it's a safety pin, but you can stick it in. Or you can wear the glasses like the one with one handle, be able to see something. Like this, you couldn't wear the glasses with one handle because the glasses are muktzeh, because you have the other handle and the screw around. The minute the screw disappears, the problems disappear also. In Al Kaponim, you're allowed to use the glasses with one handle. V'ayin la'el simin shenches, ha'inu d'shem avudim, yoshem olay kvor, kach, pam echel liboy yoyin, shu somoch al sav solach. That what we offer, that you're not allowed to put the bench on another bench, because we're afraid he might attach the regal, that is dafke. If he never used this bench by supporting it with another bench, but if he used it on another time to put another bench, we're not afraid Shema Yitoka. Now, just one second. There's a machlekes, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, which now, this thing by the bench is you're not allowed to put it in loosely because Chazal were afraid maybe he might make it tightly, because since this is the derech of a bench, the stam ragleis absolim darkim liyis mudokim v'chashinim lezeh. Fine. Kosav amogin Avram. Dim derech haregel liyis loilom rofoi etzloi muter lachnisoi berifshem. There's a Mordek in Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, normally we'll take a census. All benches usually are not wobbly. In my house, that's it. We have wobbly benches. So the Mogen Avraham says, so if the regel fell out, you have to stick it back again. That's what the Mogen Avraham said. The Mishneh Berurah says, he doesn't like this. He says, this person has wobbly benches, but normally the regel of a bench is secured, is secure, is tightly secured into the bench. He is such a thing. You're right. But the Chazal didn't look at each person separately. They looked at the normal, normally a regel is tight and that. So this is a machlokes Mogen Avraham and the Taz. So I think these pop out lenses, pop in, pop out, I think it's totally in the machlokes Mogen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah. According to the Mogen Avraham, that's what he is. According to the Mishneh Berurah, I don't know if it would be permissible.